Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 60th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter 44 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Remember that when Jacob didn't want Benjamin to go, said, he's going over my dead body. Finally, they convinced them to let Benjamin go. And the last thing they heard their dad say this about him. If something happens, I've lost Joseph, and it was Simeon was in prison. And if I lose Benjamin, I've lost it all. Remember, he was already grieving in case he had lost Benjamin too. And they just knew that they could not go back to Canaan without little brother. They would rather die or be enslaved in Egypt. This spoke volumes of the brothers' change in their character over the last 20 years. In 20 years, something had changed to these brothers. Remember, 20 years ago, they had thrown Joseph into the pit. They were going to kill him first, and then they throwed him into the pit, and then they decided, Judah said, hey, let's sell him to these traders, these folk who are coming by. They're going into Egypt. Let's just sell him. At least we can make some money for him. 20 years later, these brothers were willing to die for Benjamin, at least be enslaved by Pharaoh because of what was taking place. So we learn a lot by that one phrase, and they return to the city because they were free to go home. Because the steward says, no, y'all are free. This is the guy I want, Benjamin. Verses number 14 and 15. And Judah and his brother came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there. In other words, Joseph was still at his house. He knew that this wasn't going to take long, that they would be coming back. And they fell before him on the ground. Before I go any farther, Joseph had stayed at home waiting to see what happened. Joseph had put those brothers to a test, and he wanted to see how they would respond. How would they act? How would they treat Benjamin? Well, I could, the Bible doesn't say, but just knowing people and how Joseph was put into a test, I just imagine he was filled with joy and total happiness when he saw all the brothers coming back and not just Benjamin, because they were free to go home. They had the food, they had money, they were free to go home. I could just imagine how that made Joseph feel. Wow, they came back with Benjamin. They might have left me in the pit, left me to die, and then sold me off, but something's changed here, and that's what he wanted to see. Wanted to see their heart. And then notice again in verse number 14, they prostrated themselves. How many times we see in the last couple chapters where those brothers fell and did obeisance to Joseph as a young boy at age of 17 when he had that dream where y'all would bow to me. Well, they bowed once again to him. And then Joseph said, what have you done? Joseph was playing his part real big now, okay? What have you done? And don't you realize I had the ability to divine things? In other words, yeah, you thought you could get away with it? Because in verse number 15, and Joseph said, what have you done? What is this thing you've done? What not that such a man as I can certainly divine? In other words, I had the ability to see what's going on. He said, you think you could have got away with this? Then let's look at verse number 16. And Judah spoke up. Now remember I said last week, Judah kind of took the lead role as spokesman for the family. We saw that in the last chapter where he stood before Joseph, and then to chapter 4 when he was with his dad, Jacob, that Judah was the one who took the lead, probably because of Reuben's problems and Simeon, all these other problems. Even though Judah was younger, he became the spokesman, so to speak, for the family. And Judah said, what shall we say unto my Lord? Again, he's speaking to Joseph. And what shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. Behold, we are my Lord's servants, both we and he also whom the cup is found. Literally, Judah spoke up and said, hey, what can I say? How can we clear up this? It's got to be a misunderstanding. We know Benjamin, and Benjamin would give you the shirt off of his back. He wouldn't take anything for you from you. He said, literally, how can we clear this up and clear our name? Then he makes this statement in verse number 16, that God must be punishing us, and we are paying for our sins of the past, and it is called up to us. So because of that, we will all be your servants. We're just going to stay here and be your servants. Now look at verse number 17. And he, speaking of Joseph, said, God forbid that I should do so, but the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant. And as for you, get up in peace and go unto your father. So Joseph's making it very clear. I'm not going to hold. All right, you're innocent of this. I'm just going to keep Benjamin here. He's going to be my servant for the rest of his life. You going home to dad. Take all that food and all that money. Take it. Go back home. And then look at verse number 17 or 18. And Judah again came near unto him and said, O my Lord, let thy servant, I pray thee, speak a word in my Lord's ear. Now, you remember, Joseph, the man, is very powerful. And you just didn't walk up to a king or somebody in charge and just start talking to them. So he asked permission. Let me get closer to you. I have something I need to talk to you about. And so that's what he is saying. O my Lord, let thy servant speak a word in my Lord's ear. I want to get real close to you. Judah began to speak to the man. Again, he didn't know it was Judah or Joseph. He began to speak with him. And look how he says in the last part of verse number 18. For thou art even as Pharaoh. Literally what he is saying is this. You are as great as Pharaoh. There's nobody in this land like you. You can do whatever you want to do. Almost like the law of the Medes and the Persians. Whatever you say, it will be done. So I won't say he's buttering it up, but he's trying to get him to understand where he's coming from. Verse number 19. Let's read 19 through 32. We'll keep all this in context. So he tells him the story. My Lord asked his servant. Again, he goes from the very beginning. Judah is reminding Joseph. My Lord, that's Joseph, asked his servant, saying, have you a father or a brother? And we said unto my Lord, we have a father, an old man and a child of his old age, a little one, and his brother is dead. And he alone is left of his mother, speaking of Benjamin, and his father loveth him. And thou saith unto thy servant, bring him down unto me that I may set mine eyes upon him. And we said unto the Lord, my Lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And thou saith unto thy servants, except your youngest brother come down with you, ye shall see my face no more. And it came to pass that when we came up unto thy servant, my father, we told him the words of my Lord. And our father said, go again and buy us a little food. Remember the story we looked at a couple of chapters ago. Judah is now telling Joseph what took place with Jacob. When Jacob said, go again and buy us a little food, verse number 26, and we said, we cannot go down. If our youngest brother be with us, then will we go down. For we may not see the man's face. How many times they use that word, the man? Except our youngest brother be with us. And thy servant, my father, said unto us, ye know that my wife bare me two sons. Who is the wife he's speaking of? Rachel. Remember, she gave Jacob Joseph and Benjamin.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday evening at 6 p.m. as the Wiznets will be with us. That's June 5th at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss this concert. Also next week, beginning on June 7th through the 11th, Monday through Friday, from 6 to 8:30 p.m., will be our VBS program for pre-K through ages 14. We hope that you'll take advantage of this opportunity and bring your kids. That's June 7th through 11th, Monday through Friday, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. for pre-K through ages 14. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.